The prince of this world will now be cast out, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all to myself, says the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions, searching for rest, but finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Currently, I am reading a fascinating book on investing in the stock market called Stocks for the Long Run by Jeremy Siegel. Siegel explains in layman's terms fundamental concepts of investing like the price to earnings ratio or the mean reversion, and what major rating agencies provide the AAA rating, or what on earth quantitative easing is. I used to think quantitative easing was a good bowel movement. Or sometimes the surprising success of the VIX volatility index. But do not worry, I am not planning on leaving my day job as a priest to become a financial manager or a so-called day trader. I don't have any money. In chapter 23, Jeremy Siegel warns that a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, and he's clearly talking about me. But I am learning two things that are rather enlightening, and which I believe may offer us some insights into the spiritual life from this book. First, there are many ways to increase your wealth, to become rich. And stocks are one such investment, and the one that Siegel highly suggests. Second, there is always risk in every investment, including stocks, which means you may lose your money and gain nothing. But Siegel insists that compared with the performance of all other investment options, stocks provides the best long-term returns. He writes, The central tenet of this book is that stocks are indeed the best long-term investment for those who learn to weather their short-term volatility. Just as there are many paths to prosperity, financially speaking, so there are numerous roads to peace and joy, spiritually speaking. And the best road to spiritual success is Christianity, in particular, Catholicism. But like Siegel cautioned, we must be willing to weather short-term volatility. Siegel argues for stocks for the long run. And I would urge you to consider Christianity for the long run. In the long run, which includes heaven, Christianity also offers you true peace and prosperity. In the gospel today, Jesus speaks a lot about demons and expelling demons. The Jews question his authority to dispel demons, even suggesting he is the head of the demonic army, Beelzebul. Jesus explains that he casts out demons by the finger of God to highlight how easy it is for him. It is like using his little pinky finger. But notice Jesus also cautions that demonic possession is a real risk. He explains that sometimes the final state of a person ends up being worse than how he began. In this sense, Jesus resembles the financial advice of Jeremy Siegel, suggesting that being his disciple is the best path to happiness and heaven. Nevertheless, they should be realistic and weigh the risks and rewards. It's not going to be easy. Demonic possession sounds a lot like the volatility index, where there are short-term setbacks and losses, which we have to be willing to endure. But the best bet for long-term spiritual investment is Jesus Christ, who assured his disciples in John chapter 16, verse 33, "In the world you will have trouble, but take courage, I have conquered the world." You might say that the whole Bible might be given a new title, Christianity for the long run. My friends, maybe it would help to see your daily difficulties and your excruciating earthly experiences in light of long-term investment in the stock of Christianity. Every investor, whether he invests in financial instruments or spiritual ones, encounters volatility, or to use the biblical language, demonic difficulties. We face physical illnesses like cancer. We find emotional turmoils like divorce. We discover financial setbacks like a lost job. We endure relationship woes like family feuds. We even hear about bickering and backbiting among bishops. All these are risks and part of the volatility that we should expect to experience as we stay the course with Jesus Christ. But some people are like day traders and do not invest for the long run, but want immediate returns. But they will find it hard to find both happiness and heaven. I do not know really if stocks are the best investment for financial success. Please consult your personal financial advisor. I'm keeping my day job as a priest. But I do know that Jesus Christ and the church he established are the most sound investment you can make. for spiritual peace and ultimate prosperity. Praised be Jesus Christ.